The more I learn about European soccer, the more I find that there are a lot of serious issues when it comes to the behavior of their fan base. We have our own issues here in America, don't get me wrong. It seems like every week in college or the NFL, a fight breaks out at a football game. The same thing happens in Europe, too. Soccer matches are just as known for the fights amongst the fans as they are for the game on the field. But the racial abuse that athletes have to deal with in Europe far, far exceeds what we see here in America. The mainstream media, they would like you to believe otherwise. They want you to believe that it is a huge problem here in America, but it really isn't. When is the last time you've heard an American athlete complain about racist behavior from fans here in the United States? The last incident I can remember was when Kyrie Irving returned to Boston. That was months ago. And that's the only one I can remember off the top of my head. I'm sure there might have been another incident or two from that time on, but for the most part, we don't deal with it at the same level that they do over in Europe. Trust me, if we did, if there were accusation of racism at sporting events here in America, we would know about it. The media would jump all over that story. It's all we would hear about for 72 hours. But over in Europe, it seems like every week my news feed is filled with stories of abhorrent behavior from fans over there. The story that I'm going to share with you guys today is a prime example. Romain Sawyers is a midfielder for Stoke City. He's on loan from West Brom. He's from Birmingham, England. He's a black dude. A while back, he reported racial abuse that he received on social media from a fan. The fan's name is Simon Silwood. The dude's 50 years old, and I mention his age because this dude is way too old to be going after athletes on social media. If he was in his 20s, I might could understand it. I would write him off as it just being a dumb kid. I was overly emotional about sports in my 20s. I would lash out at times on social media, but I never brought race into it. My criticisms were always sports related. Either way, though, I would never go after an athlete on social media today because of something that happened at a sporting event. The incident involving Simon Silwood is about a post he made on social media. He said that Romain Sawyer should win the Baboon d'Or, an obvious spoof on the Ballon d'Or trophy, which is the soccer equivalent to the MVP award here in the States. It's also alleged that Simon Silwood told Romain Sawyers on social media that white lives matter when you try and watch it. Now, I don't know what the hell he meant by that. I couldn't find any context of that statement online, so I'm just going to leave that one there. Here's where the story gets interesting, though. Like I said, Romain Sawyers reported this racial abuse. Now, you may be thinking he reported it to Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, which he probably did. But he also reported it to the police over in England. Simon Silwood was arrested and charged. The charge? Grossly offensive racial hate crime. Okay, all right. In court, Simon Silwood claimed that autocorrect is to blame for this situation. He said he meant to say buffoon Dior, and it autocorrected to baboon Dior. Now, while that's entirely plausible, I'm not buying that explanation. The dude was in his feelings about something that happened. He lashed out on social media and he got caught. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that a dude that is 50 years old is attacking someone on social media, and then you add the racial component, it makes it even worse. Grow the hell up. I don't know if this man has children, but if he does, he's not setting a good example. Simon Silwood was banned for life from attending West Brom games. Good with that. He was fined over at £1,000. Don't have an issue with that either. But the next part of the story is what kind of raised my eyebrows when I read it. Simon Silwood was sentenced to 8 weeks in prison, not a suspended sentence. He has to sit his ass in jail for 8 weeks. Now, let me tell you why I think this is concerning. I know this happened over in the UK, not here in America, but this sets a concerning precedent. This is a slippery slope. Anytime you start trying to regulate speech, it is always a slippery slope. Because speech can be subjective, it can be interpreted differently depending upon who's reading it. It's impossible to prove the intent of Simon Silwood. Maybe he did really mean buffoon instead of baboon, and it was autocorrected. It's impossible to know. But where does it end? What comes next? The judge in the UK, he mentioned something about hate speech having no place on social media. I would agree. But who determines what is deemed as hate speech? Something I may view as hate speech, you might see it as being harmless. If a man's going through a divorce, he gets in his feelings, he's emotional. He gets on social media and calls his wife a bitch. Is that hate speech? Are we going to fine him, put him in jail? If someone goes after Conor McGregor, threatens to kick his ass online, or whatever the case, is that a threat? Is that a jailable offense? Is that hate speech? Do you kind of see where I'm going here? I'm not defending the actions of Simon Silwood. The guy's an idiot. He needs to grow up. But it's a very slippery slope when we start giving governments and the court system control over what's deemed acceptable and unacceptable speech. Here's the thing. The free market will take care of itself. Simon Silwood likely will be banned from social media. Other people who find his behavior to be unacceptable will refuse to deal with him. He'll have a difficult time finding a job. My point is, there are other ways to handle this that are just as effective. But giving this power to the government to regulate speech, once you hand over that control, you can never get it back. That's why the very first amendment in the Constitution was freedom of speech. That was by design. That was not an accident. They didn't make it second, fifth, tenth. It was the very first freedom that was granted. Why? Because they knew if the government can silence the population, they can completely control it. There are negatives with freedom of speech. Of course there are. You get situations like the one we're talking about right now. But would you rather deal with idiots like Simon Silwood and be able to speak freely? Or do you want the government controlling what you can say and you don't have to deal with stuff like this anymore? You decide. I'm taking option one. Romaine Sawyers was allowed to speak his mind in court. And he talked about how affected he was, how upset he was, how he couldn't believe in 2021 he could be referred to as a baboon. He talked about how we must rid society of racist speech. Again, there's only one way to do that, and that's allow the government to control it. That is the only solution. And even then, you're not going to rid society of racism. You're just going to run it underground. You can't control people's mentality. People are going to think how they want to think. They're going to believe what they want to believe. Plus, and I don't mean this as a knock against Romaine Sawyers, but if you allow the words of a complete stranger to affect you this deeply, that's a problem. That is a problem. I know words can hurt. That old saying, what is it, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me? That is a lie. Words can hurt. But they should only hurt, it should only matter when coming from someone whose opinion actually means something to you. Why would you give the power to affect your emotions, your mental state, to a complete stranger? I've never understood that. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Simon Silwood being sentenced to jail over racially insensitive remarks that he made on social media. Do you agree with this? Or do you think that this is a slippery slope? Interested to see what you guys say about this. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.